Well, it certainly is that feeling sometimes with life, when everything just seems to stop for a second and life seems to stand still for a moment. And you wonder what's going on in life and with life, really. But sometimes you just have to sit back, kick back, and recalibrate again to get yourself going in the right direction. Welcome to Game On, the special Throwback Thursday edition of the show with Femi and the gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, we certainly are Nigeria's finest for news, Nigeria's finest for sports, and Nigeria's finest for talk, definitely. And it is 10 minutes down 7 p.m. Time to serve you the very latest in the world of sports. And we're here to talk, and keep talking sports, really. And there's so many things happening in the world of sports right now. After the busy night of football on Tuesday and Wednesday in the UEFA Champions League, attentions turn to the Europa League and Europa Conference League, where two former big boys are in action. And they go head-to-head right now as we speak somewhere in Barcelona, and it's the home side Barcelona taking on the Red Devils of Manchester in the Europa League. Yes, normally we'll say in the Champions League knockout stages, but now we're saying in the Europa League. Certainly brings a little bit of glamour and glitz and excitement to that competition, really. I'll tell you all about that, as well as all the other games currently going in Europe right now in the second and third tier competition of European football competition. Welcome once again to the broadcast. We're here up until 9:30. And of course, we're going to be talking, myself and of course my colleagues here in the studio, and more importantly, you are listening to us on the broadcast. Yes, you can be part of the conversation. I'll tell you how in just a bit, in case you're listening from the listening for the first time. You certainly can join the conversation. We always love to hear from you, indeed, on the broadcast. I am Samuel Victor Ackman, bidding you warm welcome once again to the show. And alongside me for now in the studio, hopefully the other guys will join in shortly, is Adeze Michael. Together, we're going to kick things off on the show. And this certainly is a brilliant piece. Let's say good evening and welcome to Adeze Michael, who's on the broadcast. Adeze, welcome to what promises to be really an entertaining broadcast.
Well, yes, it's going to be an entertaining one. Good evening, Lagos. Good evening to you, Sam. Yeah, it's a fine Thursday evening, and I particularly like that song, and it just got out something from me. And we're here to have fun. Europa League is currently on our screens, in our faces. The big boys that were supposed to be playing in the Champions League final are somewhere playing in the Europa League. How time flies, but it's going to be a great show, hopefully.
All right, then. So where do we start? So many things to talk about on the show today. It's been a crazy day, not just in the world of sports, but across life in general. And our president spoke to us earlier today and told us, give us a little bit of an update that is supposed to come, what will you'll term as relief or a solution to the problems bedeviling us at the moment. Whether that's what it is for you, Sandra's talked about that, Joyce has talked about that. Marianne also touched on that earlier, but we are not going to bother ourselves with that. But I just wanted to remind you, in case you don't know, your president spoke earlier today and gave a little bit of update as to what's happening with the scarcity of Naira.
Scarcity. We were supposed to be here to present Sports Drive.
Yeah, and then
we got the memo
update
that, look, there's no Sports Drive this morning, that the president was going to address, you know, the nation. Well, 200 naira. Well, when that gist came up, I wasn't particularly... it's affecting me. I was supposed to go to the market today to restock because, I mean, this is the middle of the month. First 2 weeks, we don't chop down and finish. So I thought about it and I made a call to my someone that's supposed to supply naira to me. And then she says, "Ha, madam, I never see money. Unless you go bank, go key." Me, I don't have that kind of energy. So tomorrow, probably, I hope she gets some cash because I need to get to the market to get some, you know, stuffs. But however, so when I went to Morocco, the highest denomination in that country was at 200 dirham. 200 dirham. There was no 500. There was no 1,000. The highest currency is 200 dirham in Morocco. They have coins even up until today. They had 10, they had 2, they had 1, they had 5, till 200. There's no 500, there's no 1,000. So when he said, "Let the 200 naira note be circulated," I'm like, okay, this sounds good. But we know we have a way of saying things without proper implementation. Now, what is the plan? People are still suffering. 12 hours, this is 7, 12 hours after the after the broadcast. Nothing is working yet. So even if I'm going to get respite, it's going to take a while. Still, inside the summary, we are still suffering. Look at me. I don't have foodstuffs for now and whatever. So what it is that 500 naira, 1,000, if it's going to be scrapped for good, let's go back to the days of our valuable currency. When 50 naira was 50 naira, the 20 naira, the coins, the 100 naira notes, and then let the 200, because the 500 and 1,000, we know what they use it for. They use it to pack money and keep in their houses and just open one caravan, and then AC will be blowing there for 24 long months. See, this is not a political show. Well, this is sports. Let's not deviate. Let me leave it at that.
Indeed, let's not deviate. But Jay-Z and Linkin Park, I've got something that you'd really want to hear to just calm down your nerves. It's a throwback edition of Game On. A matter of years, as fate would have it, J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Joy, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably name you if I owe you my bones. Gentlemen, children of all ages, it's Game On. Come up, you want this encore? I need your scream till your lungs are sore. All right, so let me give you a rundown of what we're going to be discussing on the show today. We're going to start off the conversation with some boxing news, and it concerns the Nigerian-born boxer who fights or boxes for England, and he goes by the name of Anthony Joshua. There's a bit of advice that's come his way as he prepares to fight against his opponent in a little bit, and we're going to be looking at how best he can approach that fight to get back to reckoning, talking about Anthony Joshua. And there's also news concerning Manchester United. We know they're in action now in Barcelona. But on the transfer front, they are targeting two Nigerians. One place for Nigeria and another decided to opt for England rather than Nigeria. Who's that player? I'll tell you all about that as well. There's also something about VAR in the Premier League. A former player says, what's the fuss about VAR and its suspension? Maybe we really should talk about that in the Premier League, since the use of VAR continues to attract more controversy than bring more decency. If I can use that word, to the Premier League, the game in the Premier League. What's he saying and how can that be implemented? We'll delve into that conversation as well. Arsenal are in the news. They've surrendered their top of the table to Manchester City. We all saw that coming. Many of us spoke about it. Is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Well, it's finally happened. And Arsenal are now second behind Manchester City on goals difference with a game in hand on the Premier League. Does it still mean Arsenal are still favourite for the title? Well, their manager, Mikel Arteta, certainly believes they are. And, of course, we'll find out what you think of that one. And, of course, from the red side of London to the blue side of London, where Chelsea are looking for a victory, just like as we are looking for Naira notes. Chelsea and Graham Potter are looking for victory. And what it means, again, for the future of Graham Potter. We will talk about that, as well as news that's linking Neymar to Chelsea at the moment. What's that all about? Yes, and Adeze gives a shrug like, where's that come from? We'll delve into that conversation as well on the broadcast. But first, let's start on a boxing note and talk about Anthony Joshua. Well, Anthony Joshua's a new trainer. He goes by the name of Derek James. He has advised that the British Nigerian boxer does not need more aggression ahead of his comeback fight against Jermaine Franklin at the O2 Arena in London. Now, the former two-time unified heavyweight champion is keen to get his career back on track by beating the American on April the 1st, when that fight will take place, after he suffered consecutive defeats to champion Alexander Usyk. And of course, for that, he has enlisted, he's called on the help of renowned trainer James to help him fight this battle indeed. And I think we did speak about that on one other edition of the show, and mentioned the fact that it could be very vital for Anthony Joshua getting his career back on track, and of course needing the services of James, as mentioned there. Well, while many have charged him, that's talking about Anthony Joshua, to be more aggressive in the ring, they say he's a fine boy fighter. He needs to be more, show more aggression, show more determination, show more the Agbero now kind of stuff in him since he's a Nigerian to get victory. Well, James, though, is confused as to why Joshua's critics have continued to push him to stand and bang. In his view, being a bull doesn't always lead to stellar results in the boxing ring. Let me quickly ask you, Adesi, we've got about 5 minutes before we head off on a break or less. Anthony Joshua, so many advice coming his way. Do this, do that. And I guess it comes with defeat when you're beating not once, but twice, especially when you're beating as a champion and you surrender your crown. It seems like you're knocked out of shape. You're knocked out of, your bearings get taken away from you. And Anthony Joshua, from being, nobody was advising him a couple of years ago, now everybody seems to know more about boxing than Anthony Joshua himself knows and his trainer. Here's this man, his trainer, saying, don't be aggressive. You've seen Anthony Joshua fight time and again. He's been classified as a Hollywood kind of boxer, fine boy. He's got the reach, but all of that. Is this the moment where Anthony Joshua becomes very, very aggressive and take the fight to his opponents?
So much talks about, like you said, him being soft and a soft baby and not really killing off the bout. But however, there are other things apart from aggression and getting out the Agbero, using your words now. He's gotten back to the stage of his career where he was in 2016, where he's fighting confident, boosting that knockout further. And that has taken something off him. Mentality is still a big deal in boxing career. And for me, for all of the talks about his style and aggression and not being good enough, I feel like he needs that confidence back. That is one of the ingredients he needs, other than his natural style, which is the strength, the power, the muscle. First off, that confidence has to come back. That big mentality has to come back. And how is it going to come back? Is win, win, and win. 2023 is a massive year for him. He's picked out Franklin to play
At
the O2 Arena. In as much as he's not that kind of A-list star boxer that people would want Joshua to be, just I feel like he should get that belt, getting back the belt off his mind, build a relationship with his coach. Because in boxing, building a relationship with coach takes a while. He's been with one in the last decade, Mark Rackin, and then he had to ditch him when he was beaten by Alexander Usyk. And now Derek has come on board. I feel like most of his career, he's had this box kind of mind. He must be this coach. And I like the fact that he came out one of his pressers to admit that, look, I need to be free spirit. I need to open up my mind to working with any kind of person. And he's chosen one now. And that one has come out to say, look, it may not be about aggression. And they know that confidence is the key. He's lost three in the last five. Together, you need your confidence back. The asset is there. Joshua still loves, boxing career. It's not all gloom and doom for him. Like, 2023 is that year that he needs to focus off ahead of what's going to happen in 2024. And he started with someone that is currently ranked 27th in the world. Talking about, what's his name again? The man, Franklin, is going to fight.
Yeah.
27th in the world. That's quite distant. Franklin was beaten by their White in November. 12th round there, he was beaten. But if you're to judge by his style, the fight against Usyk was probably one of his best performances in his boxing career.
You think?
The split decision, some persons felt it was harsh. It was a split decision, not like it was that 2-2 knockout and blue-black beating, But however, I feel there are areas he can improve tactically. We've seen him in the ring. Most times he looks tentative, being very cagey, not expressing himself. And all of that is hinged around confidence and mentality. Just win this one, win another one, win the third one, and then you can now start looking at the belt. Just get the belt off your mind, rebuild yourself, your confidence, work well with your coach, understand what the coach wants you to do, and trust your coach. He's not trust a lot of them, like I said. And then he will take it off from there. 2024 for me, line himself off to fight Fury or Wilder. That's exactly what I feel he needs to do. Mentality, confidence, and then maximizing the assets he has. He's not maximized it enough. He's already there. He's a natural talented boxer.
All right, so that's what Adeze thinks. Let's hear the man himself, Anthony Joshua, speak about... this was him speaking back in February, on the 10th of February, about his return to the ring.
It's a serious fight. Good opponent. I respect all my opponents. So if he had the belt still, I'd take him the same way. And if he doesn't have the belt still, I've got to take him the same way. I've got to give the man his respect because he's coming to fight. And that'll make me keep my feet on the ground and take him seriously. You know, I don't really mind where I box, if I'm honest with you. It's just a blessing to be involved in the sport, be working. It's another night at work. It's been a long time on the road, fighting for championship belts, defending them, challenging people. I think it's, 12 fights back to back?
So that's the voice of Anthony Joshua speaking earlier about his return to the ring against Franklin. That fight will go down at the O2 Arena on April the 1st. What are your expectations for Anthony Joshua? And do you think the advice by his trainer, talking about Jermaine Franklin, asking him not to take on advice of being the need to be more aggressive in the ring against his opponents after suffering back-to-back defeats. He should continue to box the way he normally boxes or is used to boxing and not change anything in terms of strategy in order to take apart his opponent and then start to fight for the titles again. Like Adeze had mentioned, 2023-2024 is going to be a big year for him. Before we go on a break and take your calls on this, let me quickly run you through live football action that is currently ongoing. Ajax against Union Berlin in the knockout stages of the Europa League. 0-0 after 37 minutes. Barcelona against Manchester United, arguably, or undoubtedly rather, the tie of this round. It's 0-0 after 37 minutes. Barca have had chances. United have had chances, as I have one eye on that game in the screen. Salzburg against Roma. It is 0-0 at the moment after 39 minutes. Shakhtar Donetsk lead Stade Rennes by a goal to nil. Bayer Leverkusen against Monaco from 9 p.m. Same as Juve against Nantes, Sevilla against PSV, Eindhoven, and of course Sporting against Michelin. All of these games are in the Europa League. In the Europa Conference League, no goals scored so far in about 4 games being played. Bodo Glimt 0-0 with Lech Poznan after 39 minutes. Karabakh 0, Ghent 0 after 14 minutes. 39 on the clock. Braga 0, Fiorentina 0. Let's go on a break. We'll be right back, guys. All right, guys, welcome back to the broadcast, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are Femi and the gang. Still game on right here on the broadcast. The voice of Samuel Victor Ackman alongside Adeze Michael on the broadcast. Time to take your calls. Right, joining the conversation, we've been talking about Anthony Joshua, who wants to be forever young at the moment, alongside his opponent, who he takes on April the 1st at the O2 Arena. Where does that fight go for you? Do you think Anthony Joshua needs to change and re-strategize, be a little bit more aggressive in the ring to get a victory and get back to challenging for the world title yet again, which he lost to Alexander Usyk? There's conversation about him possibly fighting, or there was conversation about him possibly fighting the likes of Tyson Fury and, of course, Deontay Wilder. That's all down the drain at the moment, as he needs to get back into reckoning to contest for that one indeed. All right. Before the break, I was also telling you about scorelines currently in the Europa League and Europa Conference League as well. Games being played in those competitions. Barcelona against Manchester United, halftime in that one. No goals to bring to you. I gave you the Europa League results or scorelines. Let me tell you about what's happening in the Europa Conference League. Bodo Glimt 0, Lech Poznan 0, halftime in there. Karabakh and Ghent 0-0, halftime in there as well. Braga are losing at home to Fiorentina by a goal to nil, halftime in that one. And Trabzonspor 0, Basel 0 as well in that Europa Conference League game. Just to look at who starts for Manchester United and, of course, for Barcelona in their own game, that game being played at the Spotify Camp Nou Stadium. The referee for that one is Maurizio Mariana. He's from Italy. Jordi Alba has been shown a yellow card for Barcelona, same as Rafael Varane for Manchester United as well, goalless in that game. Marc-Andre Ter Stegen starts alongside Jules Koundé, Ronald Araujo, Marcos Alonso and Jordi Alba in defence. Pedri's been taking off. He started Frankie de Jong and, of course, Frank Kessie all starting for Barcelona in midfield. Rafinha, Lewandowski and Gavi lead the line for Xabi's side. Well, for Manchester United and Erik ten Hag, David De Gea starts, Tyrell Mitchell, Luke Shaw, Rafael Varane and Aaron Wan-Bissaka are the defenders. Fred is alongside Casemiro returning to the starting 11 for Manchester United. Marcus Rashford, Bruno Fernandes and of course Jadon Sancho behind Wout Weghorst, who leads the line for Manchester United. Goalless, Pedri was replaced by Sergi Roberto after 41 minutes in that game. Goalless at halftime in those games. We'll touch on the Europa League very, very shortly. But let's get back to the conversation right now on the show. Game on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Remember, you can be part of the conversation, guys. Join us via the phone lines 0700-993-993-993. That's our regular line for everybody. While ladies can dial 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Send us your messages as well on WhatsApp. The number 08095975805. 08095975805. And of course on Twitter. Tweet us. We've got a post up on Twitter. Go in the comments section and drop us your thoughts on Twitter. We are at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. At Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. All right, let's talk about a man for Manchester United who they might just be getting as their search for a striker continues for Manchester United. He used to play for the Blue Side of London, and you know his name, Tammy Abraham.
You know, one thing I said when I come here, you know, I'm going to help my team get to the final, and one day I want to win a trophy. In my first season, I've achieved that. Give credit to my teammates. Excellent performances. Good goal by Nico today, and Chris at the back, all our team, we've deserved it. We've worked hard all year, and siamo campione. So, you know, from the day one I came here, it's been the best. And like I said, we're champions. I'm happy to be a part of the team. Now it's time to party, celebrate, and enjoy.
Amo questa gente, ora mi voglio solo divertire e andare a festeggiare. Siamo un gruppo fantastico. Thank you, grazie, Tammy.
That was the voice of Tammy Abraham, who's 25 and plays for AS Roma, English Three Lions striker. Well, Manchester United are interested in signing England striker, talking about Tammy Abraham from AS Roma. The former Chelsea number 9 is amongst the shortlist to become Manchester United's starting striker for next season. We also know that Nigerian superstar Victor Osimhen and England captain Harry Kane are their preferred options, but Tammy Abraham will be a suitable replacement if the Red Devils can't land either of Osimhen or Harry Kane. Adeze, when you look at what they want and what we are hearing they might be getting as a backup option, I mean, no disrespect to Tammy Abraham, but how good a job will he be able to do as the likes of Harry Kane and, of course, Victor Osimhen will do? From the looks of things, obviously, they all are the same kind of strikers. Of striker, rather.
Are they all the same kind of strikers?
No, the hold-up strikers can be a bully in the box, can invite the wingers into play. He's got to be just as good as they are.
Well, Tammy Abraham, in his career, I'm not sure he's been properly coached. I'm not sure. He came through the loan series where he just wanted to improve himself, and then eventually came to Chelsea. Chelsea were looking for a striker at that time under Lampard. Lampard himself is still discovering himself. I don't think he had much impact in terms of coaching. And then he went to play for an almost retiring Mourinho, who would give you a lot of motivational talks and would rather deputize his assistants to do the management for him. But however, he's a professional. He's 25. How time flies. Tammy Abraham, 25 already. Wow. Mm. That's massive. He, alongside Marcus Rashford, are of the same age. I'm looking at you saying that they don't. Osimhen is head and shoulder above Tammy Abraham. Not because there's no Nigerian bias there now. Because Osimhen is a better finisher. Osimhen is a better hustler. Osimhen is a better beast in the air. And we've seen Osimhen, he keeps improving. He wants to be the better version. But however, Abraham, looking at his stats for Roma, he's 2021. This is his third season at Roma. He scored 35 goals in all competition in 81 appearances. Even at Chelsea, he scored 30 in about almost the same appearance at Chelsea. He's just that striker, not Harry Kane level, not Osimhen's level. But I feel like Manchester United are lining him up for possible, if they get an L from De Laurentiis, who is a tough negotiator, and if they're not able to get Harry Kane, nobody knows what Harry Kane is going to do in the summer. So I feel like I think that Tammy is a third option for Manchester United. If the plan A,
but will he do as much for United as these other A and B will do?
I don't think so. You just cannot be more than who you are.
Mm.
No disrespect. I remember when he left Chelsea, not so many fans were particularly angry, like maybe how Rudiger left. He didn't generate so much dust and buzz or, you know, negative story. He left because he's not, only if he had another senior striker at Chelsea, maybe the character would have rubbed off. He would have become an impact player or a super sub for Chelsea. But however, he didn't have. So I don't think he's going to make impact like Osimhen or a certain Harry Kane will for Manchester United, given the fact that he's not your cold-blooded finisher. And not like he's even offering something in other areas like Gabriel Jesus. So everyone is talking about Gabriel Jesus, who struggles in front of goal, but he's contributing to everything happening. He's closing down spaces, he's dropping deep, he's staying in wide areas to explore the space for other people to come in. He's a worker. But what of Tammy Abraham? He's just a striker.
Okay.
A normal striker that is not a cold-blooded finisher. But however, he can still improve. Maybe with proper coaching under Erik ten Hag, with discipline as well, he can come up to a level. But he's not in the class of Osimhen and Harry Kane.
All right, then. So what do you say about the conversation? 0700-993-993-993-0146571-90. The latter, a female-only line indeed. Do you think Tammy Abraham, if United couldn't get Harry Kane or Victor Osimhen, would you be satisfied as a United fan with Tammy Abraham as your center forward? Turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in so we can have a good conversation. Who's here? You're my first caller. Good evening to you.
Hello, good evening. This is Rotimi calling from Ogutu.
Welcome, Rotimi.
Yes, Tammy, please, I want to ask you a question. Why did not cover the Mayu and the Bakar game this night?
They say we should not cover it.
Because I was wondering, because we are. Because it's really Nigeria, but we know that we can.
Yeah, maybe from next week. Hopefully, from next week, we will be able to do that. But for today, no. But we'll give you updates as the goals go in. We'll give you updates.
Okay, and for Osimhen, I don't think he should go to Mayu.
No, Tammy Abraham. Maybe we're talking Tammy Abraham.
Okay, Tammy Abraham can go to Mayu if. It may go to Real Madrid or Arsenal or Man City.
Okay.
That's my pick.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you. We've got a caller on Skype. Let me see if I can quickly take that. Hi, good evening to you. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning over there. Good evening over here. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Francis calling from New Delhi.
Great to hear from you, Francis. Namaste.
Okay. Thank you. Concerning the signing of Tammy Abraham.
Yeah.
Who is Tammy Abraham?
He's a footballer.
Tammy Abraham is not in the level of Harry Kane and Osimhen, because I don't know what to say, because Ada has said all the whole thing, you understand? Yeah, I don't like Tammy Abraham.
Okay.
That's just it, because he's not a real finisher.
All right, but he's been finishing for Roma so far, and Jose Mourinho is satisfied with him.
Yeah, Serie A and Premier League is not the same thing now. Serie A and Premier League is not the same, you know. You understand, on the same level.
All right, I get you. Thank you so much for calling and being part of the conversation.
You're welcome.
All
thank
right.
You.
Enjoy your morning while we enjoy our evening indeed. Thank you, Francis, for being part of the conversation. Back to the phone lines. Hi, good evening to you.
Hello, Samuel.
Hi, good evening. What's your name?
I greet you. My name is Dan P from Igondo.
Great to hear from you, Dan P.
Hi, how are you doing, Ada?
Hi, good evening. I'm well.
Ada, I really love that your big grammar. Chemic passing, agricultural curve. Ada, you are good as well. You do so well. You are just going to see my head in your slow rocks. So
yeah,
well.
You don't enjoy, Mabi?
I go
steal your brain. Your brain go come out this night. I go come out your brain this night.
All right. It's all right. But for me, I will say Osimhen should remain in Europe.
No, not Osimhen. We're talking about Tammy Abraham to United.
Yeah, you talked about.
Yeah, Osimhen and Tammy Harry Kane Abraham. Are the first choice for Man United. But if they don't happen, yes, Tammy Abraham.
If it's Tammy Abraham, it will fit in there. But for them to go for Osimhen, I don't think it will work.
Okay.
Let Osimhen remain in Europe. But Tammy Abraham will fit in for them.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast. You certainly can see us right here in the studio. The final 30 minutes of the broadcast here before we exit the studio for the Game On show to come to a close. John Cena, you can't see me, he says, but at the moment, Barcelona...
Love it.
Love that song, right? It's one of the best intros you'd ever see, John Cena, and he's quite the character indeed.
Maybe not the song, just the beat, and you know when he
everything
comes
about
and
it, does it.
You can't see me. I think he's actually my favorite.
Absolutely. Better than The Undertaker.
I love Cena more.
John Michaels?
I love Cena more, sorry.
Well, we can certainly see Chelsea at the moment, and their manager Graham Potter has been speaking following that loss to Borussia Dortmund in the Champions League. Chelsea really are looking for a win. In the aftermath of that loss to Borussia Dortmund, news broke in the fake transfer market that Todd Boehly has offered $300 million to buy the entire Borussia Dortmund squad to add to Chelsea's in a bid to get them to get a victory for themselves. It's now five games. Straight games without a victory for Chelsea. The last time they won a football match was that 2-0 victory over Bournemouth, I think, in the Premier League Boxing Day indeed. So that's quite a long time. Chelsea have gone games without winning despite spending money. So let's talk about Chelsea now on the broadcast, and also squeezing a little bit of Neymar into the conversation as well. There's also something from VAR. We're going to squeeze all of that and get to hear from you in the final 22 minutes of the show indeed. Chelsea coach Graham Potter insists that the Blues are heading in the right direction despite admitting his side have to do better if they are to turn around Borussia Dortmund's deficit at Stamford Bridge in 3 weeks. The Blues managed 21 attempts to the hosts' 14, and João Felix saw a first-half effort cannon off the crossbar as a Potter's side still searching for their second win, they've actually won in 2023, came up empty-handed. The question now is, are the Blues heading in the right direction, or are they suffering from the blues? Graham Potter continues to face every game Chelsea play and don't get a win. Potter out starts to trend. Todd Boehly starts to trend. Thomas Tuchel starts to trend. Stamford Bridge starts to trend. Everything that is related to Chelsea starts to trend indeed. Let's get the thoughts of the guys in the studio. Ufama, let me start off with you. When you see Chelsea play well and they don't win, match after match after match, and Potter says we are heading in the right direction. Yesterday also said it's another step in the right direction. Why should we not take Graham Potter, lie him down, and give him strokes of the cane?
Well,
is he deflecting, or is that
no?
Sense?
I don't think so. I don't think he's deflecting. I think he has a point. You know, you might
as a Chelsea fan right now, the results are not coming. Five games without a victory.
It's tricky.
Had almost all the better chances yesterday. I didn't actually watch the game. Of course, I was focused on the Arsenal and City game yesterday. But I tuned in, I think it was the last 15 minutes of the first... I'm not sure. When the Arsenal game ended, the first half ended, I switched, you know, the TV to actually watch the game. And I saw there was this wonderful counter-attacking opportunity Chelsea had that Yao Felix, I thought, you know, should have put the ball in the back of the net. He ballooned it wide. I saw that one. And I think I saw the one that hit the bar at the end of the day. I think Chelsea are actually heading in the right direction. It's slow. It's steady. Results haven't really come, you know, but you can understand the fans' anger. When you spend all the money you've spent, you know, people want quick results. It doesn't happen like that.
Yeah.
Everybody's, you know, at least almost everybody has been talking about how great Arsenal is this season. It's a 3.5 year project. It didn't happen overnight. I'm not saying you have to wait 3.5 years. I remember on the broadcast, you know, one of the Tuesdays, you know, we talked about Chelsea, and I said I would give Graham Potter until November, December this year. Because at the end of the day, he came in mid-season.
Season had already started.
Good. So he really didn't have a pre-season. And then to make matters more complicated, he's had a couple of his players out injured. You know, he had too many injuries. To now add fuel to the fire, he had a January transfer that was quite massive. About 6 or 7 new players added to the team. That alone is enough headache. And I've heard, you know, various reports suggesting that this is not a short-term project for the new Chelsea owners. They're looking long-term. They're willing to go through all the pains right now, you know, to be able to build something good. In fact, they're taking a playbook from the Arsenal team, you know, that gave that confidence to Arteta, even when he wasn't doing particularly well. We're all seeing the results now.
Yeah.
If not that Manchester City are the super team that they are, you'll probably be talking about an Arsenal winning the Premier League title this season. And I think that's the way to go, that little bit of patience. Yes, Graham Potter himself also needs to cover himself with some bit of glory. It looks sometimes when I've seen Chelsea play, you know, at least in the last one month, like he himself doesn't even know his first 11. I quite like the kind of partnership I saw a bit yesterday, you know, between Reece James and Hakim Ziyech. Reece's injury sort of cut short that bit of partnership. Y'all Chelsea fans have been complaining about Kai Havertz, you know, but there seems to be some form of partnership brewing between himself and Yao Felix. You know, these things take time. It's not going to happen overnight. Chelsea are not going to win the Premier League. Obviously not. Are they going to qualify for the Champions League? Mathematically, it's still possible. But if I was a Chelsea fan, I'd rather not even be in any of the European competitions.
For next season.
You know, and face the Premier League head on.
Okay, after maybe they could
win the Champions League, you know, and qualify. And qualify. But I would think that let's give Potter a bit of a break.
Okay.
The season is bad already. It can't get any worse, I think. It cannot get any worse than it has already gone.
Oh, it can.
I don't think it can get any worse.
Why we start fighting relegation?
No, you will fight relegation. If in preseason, you know, he has his first preseason with the team, at least between now and the end of the season, he'll be able to find out a few combinations here and there, go through the preseason, and then the next season starts and Chelsea is still playing this, then by all means,
project's gone bad.
Exactly. Even the owners themselves will know that.
Like, we goofed.
Something is probably wrong here. But as it is right now, the season has gone bad already. He did not start with this team. He's got injury worries. He's got new players in the team. It's not going to happen overnight.
All right, so that's advice from Ufoma to the Chelsea fans and, of course, owners as to what needs to be done. Patience is required here. And at the moment, they are showing loads of that patience and insisting that the man for the job
is Graham Potter. Do you still stand with Todd Boehly and, of course, clearly Capital and their decision to stick with the current Chelsea manager in Graham Potter? We'd like to hear from you, 0700-993-993-993. But let's also introduce another conversation, and this time traveling to France to another team who pretty much have the same problem that Chelsea have at the moment, and that's the Parisians. They are called Paris Saint-Germain. Well, their star man, or one of the star man, Neymar, has confirmed that he was involved in an argument with PSG advisor Luis Campos after PSG's 3-1 away defeat at Monaco on Friday in the presser before Tuesday's 1-0 loss to Bayern Munich. We know PSG have been struggling in 2023, as just a few days before their defeat to Monaco, they were knocked out of the Coupe de France at the hands of Marseille. And Neymar, he couldn't explain the reason behind these poor results. Meanwhile, Argentine ace Lionel Messi is reportedly not thinking of extending his contract with PSG. That's starting to stall, remarkably so. The World Cup winner is said to have had a change of heart regarding his tenure in Paris with PSG. Adeze, let me ask you, what would you attribute PSG's bad form to? Many say, again, it's that time where you say too many cooks have ruined the broth. Do you think that's the case, or you think this is just a loss of form? PSG will click again. The Champions League campaign seems to be heading in the wrong direction. But what would you, quickly, what would you say is the problem with PSG?
They're not usually far away from off-the-field issues. They're not. Most times, is it that one story or the other? Is it that Neymar and Mbappe are fighting for aggrandizement and ego tussle? And most times it balls. Then there was this video I saw on socials last week where Mbappe was awed by Neymar's flick during a pre-game warm-up. And the reaction says it all, like, whoa, this is good. I actually respect this person. But however, you cannot take away all of those ego talks around them. But that's not to say that's why they're struggling. But they're professionals. When they get on the pitch, they try to hide it as much as they can and get the job going. But I feel like they've won so much that when they drop a few games, everyone will start saying, oh, they're struggling. Yeah, they've won only one game this year. And then it coincided with when the king himself, the king of Paris, that's what I call him, although he has his own issue, he's quite egocentric, Kylian Mbappe, you know. He's actually my own favorite, though. I like him a lot. He's a very good footballer. So his injury has cost them quite well. They needed someone. Neymar and Messi are on the wrong side of 30. And Neymar's game, when he doesn't complete his dribble, then he's going to thug himself on the ground, producing all of those theatrics. He likes to buy free kicks a lot. But Mbappe is going to stand on his feet, and Mbappe is going to stretch the pitch for opponents in the wide area. They struggled until he came on board. Look like they needed, they needed an analgesic, and then when he came on board, they started playing the football, and that was when Bayern were pegged back. So I would say the lack of form is due to the fact that they've missed Mbappe, number one, and that midfield area looks to me like they need some injection. Marco Verratti is on the wrong side of 30 already. They have the young Zaire Emery, who's coming up through the ranks. And the coach, again, is he the best tactician? They could win the league, we already know, but everybody's talking about the Champions League for PSG now. Everybody is talking about the Champions League. And we saw the first leg. They were really bamboozled by Bayern. Like I said, until Mbappe came on. But luckily for them, Mbappe is going to be there in the second leg, you know, in Germany in a few weeks' time. So I feel like it's just a general drop of form that could make them wake up. That could make them wake up. So I don't think it's time for a problem. It's good to argue. Sometimes when you argue, you become better. You and I, we've had our own scuffles, right? Maybe when I have your time. I don't have your time now. I'm so busy trying to get stuff. We argue off. The other day, you use... Radio. Yeah, I have to do that.
Now, PSG question, I ask
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I had to rub PSG that in. We've had our own fights recently, right? We've had to argue, and I'm like, Sam, I don't like this. And you're like, this is not what it is. Sometimes when you argue, you understand each other better. And the mutual respect will be there. So I don't think it's time for alarm yet for PSG. They're still favorite for the title. They can also right their wrongs you know, in the Champions League.
He's won the one title that he...
So whatever they are doing is
your
business.
Whatever y'all are doing is your business.
But no, he's a professional. He's been paid to do something.
No. This is me being, you know, trying to be sarcastic.
I get it.
Of course, he would want to win another UEFA Champions League.
Could he go back to Barca? Do they need him at 36? Almost 36?
Xabi is a big fan of him. He's always going to want him.
I don't know if he's going to go by.
Because the contract talks stalling. We're almost at the end of the season. Why is he not renewing?
See, and this one I talk, he can sign on. One thing that concerns Messi,
he has one to walk
in
off.
Fact, that's the picture that just popped up on my Twitter timeline. Someone just said, I don't care if Messi never wins anything again in his life. This particular achievement surpasses everything, and the picture of him kissing the World Cup. That's the only
iconic
thing. Only thing that concerns him, he's done it. Y'all can. Bayern can as well win in 3 weeks.
Win home and away. Win on neutral ground. You know, consign.
But PSG actually brought him to help them.
I agree.
He has
I
to
agree.
Help them.
I agree. He
they
has
brought
to.
Neymar. I mean, they kept Mbappe because of Champions League. I just feel for them. I just feel for them, really.
All right, let's see your thoughts coming through on WhatsApp. We're done talking. It's time to hear from you. Good evening to the best football analysts on planet Earth. This is Lexium Empire from Oshodi. I hope United win this match. Unfortunately, they didn't do that. Good evening, guys. AJ has successfully made me lose interest and excitement in heavyweight boxing. He's too soft, doesn't strike fear. I miss the good old days of Tyson, Holyfield, and Klitschko brothers. Nero Cello from Ogudu. All right. Good evening, guys. You say Tammy Abraham from Man U is not enough, not in the same level with Harry Kane, Saka, etc. Man U need a total striker. Sunday from Songo sending in that one. Good evening, guys. Tammy should just stay where he is. He's not the kind of player United need right now. I beg, make Abraham... remain where him did. Why all of this, guys? We know they fine him for Old Trafford. You see, you wanted to say further that at most Rashford will be converted to a full striker as Ten Hag is currently experimenting. Casey Celestin from Alagbado.
Just reminds me of missing Kai. Greenwood. Oh dear Lord.
Adeshola Joseph says Tammy Abraham going to Man United is an up for him as a player, but a step down for Man United as a football club. All the best, Sha. You see, Zeta came calling and caught SV off guard. Don't mind that, Zeta. Adeze and Haji SVU, una well done. Oh, I feel Tammy is a decent player. If Ten Hag can improve his game, I think he should go for it. If what Man United isn't desirable, they will manage what is affordable. All right, thank you for that one. Good evening, Femi and the gang. Dele from Ikeja says, Abraham cannot fit into Manchester United team. It's either Victor or Harry Kane. Good evening, Sam, Ada and Ufoma. I really think Arteta has to go and watch the match again. I can give them some hope if the January transfer window hasn't gone by. City is the experienced side and are already used to this battle for the last match. Yep. I am now very confident City will win the title. Arsenal is about 14 quality starters. City has got double of that. So, leave story. I concur strongly with Adeze. Peter Maye sending in that thought. Good evening, Faji. Arsenal with mental fatigue? How? Play a match in a week with no midweek match since the resumption of second stanza of the season. Then what do you say about United? Thank you from Enzo.
I forgot to add one stat that I had to, you know, dig out. They have been outrun by opponents average of 3 kilometers. And like I said, just yesterday's game, they were superb first 15 minutes. After that, it was City all through to the 90th minute. So, there's fatigue, mental one, physical one as well. All right. Up to Arteta to fix.
Talented former specialist in football and political analysis. You say Manchester United to win.
Send me money.
I believe all this really weird here. Now money be cool. OMG, you have killed completely this night. It's true. The music that played from deep, okay, especially during... especially during Abi Achi era. Thanks, Oga. Oga is my name. All right, great to know that you loved the tune there. Good evening, Faji, Sammy, Adesia, and Ufuma. Bless you, Sammy, for that, Kenny. Oh, it gladdens my heart to know you guys love songs like that. I really enjoyed it. You are the man, Robinson from Ikeja. Thank you so much, Robinson. Good evening, Ufuma.
Sam and Adeze, happy weekend in advance to you all. 2-2 in Spotify New Camp. In Old Trafford, I'll be Man United all the way. Thank you for the good job, Shegu. Thank you so much. Peculia here says, Zena, be careful. Why you come, they mention Chelsea, please, oh. All right. Hey, Femi and the gang, what's you guys' Twitter handle? At FatGOfficial on Twitter and Instagram. At FatG, that's at F-A-T-G Official. Official spelled with two Fs. Official on Insta, on Twitter and Instagram. All right. Anytime I hear that John Cena song, In Da Boski, always come to my mind. Ima Lagos says, Ima, thank you so much. Ufama's analysis should be discarded with zest, and Chelsea is not Arsenal, he says. He's taking a jibe at you, Ufama.
I didn't suppose.
GP is obviously lacking Graham Potter. That means he's obviously lacking the tactical nous and technical know-how to pilot Chelsea to
your owner doesn't think so yet.
At all. And that's the most important thing.
See, the owner has decided that, you know what, I want to give this man a chance. So if Olala I complain for Nati tomorrow, he can sign on that. He's not going to change anything.
There's another thing again, Sam, quick one, the fans are not particularly happy about. He doesn't show enough emotions. You know, that penalty case against West Ham, normally, yeah, Chelsea are used to having Agbero's on the touchline.
Yeah.
Mourinho, Antonio Conte, Thomas Tuchel even. But he just comes and says, you know, when the decisions don't go your way, Chelsea fans want to see their manager show emotion that they want to fight for the club.
I agree.
It's too soft.
Sometimes when you do, and Alex Ferguson was the master of it, sometimes when you do those kind of interviews,
your next game referees are aware.
You are more or less trying to have a bit of advantage in your next
exactly. game. Referees were like, oh, they're already complaining.
Exactly. You know, and like I said, Alex Ferguson was the
We against the wall.
Alex, what's his name? Your former manager, Jose Mourinho, also knew how to look for those little bit of trouble here and there. Yeah. Poked the needle there. Everybody have their.
Yeah,
their
I know. We don't expect him to morph into Mourinho, but just show that anger in the presser.
Well, he does.
You know, just show.
He's Mr. Nice Guy.
Just show that. People, the fans want to see you. Okay, yesterday, Chelsea players were involved in a brawl. He was just standing handsome on pocket. You don't do that.
It's his style.
Even at Ateta had to take the ball away from De Bruyne. The character is rubbing off on your players.
That thing he did to De Bruyne yesterday was quite great. Because if that throw-in had been taken quickly,
immediately,
it would have been 2-2.
Exactly.
And so he tactically just withheld the ball.
And you've got to be streetwise. Even City yesterday, they became streetwise.
They saw all these things before they appointed him as manager.
I know, Chelsea are used to very strong managers on the touchline.
Y'all should take a chill pill.
Even Lampard, I remember what happened to Lampard. There was a season Chelsea went to Anfield. Lampard.
Yeah, he had it.
Jürgen Klopp.
Yes.
He gave the fans that. The fans want to see that aggression, like that fight. Like, hey, my coach, they hear what. No good. But you're just Mr. Nice Guy. No, you don't do that.
In the bus. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for your thoughts coming.